USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans giving an ultimatum now to the college professor who claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley giving Christine Blasey Ford until tomorrow to decide whether she'll testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday. Ford's lawyer says the woman wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies. And if Kavanaugh's accuser refuses to testify, Republican Susan Collins of Maine says senators should move ahead with considering the confirmation.
I just don't understand why the hearing shouldn't go forth.
The biggest wildfire in California ever finally contained, the Mendocino Complex fire, now at 100% containment. The two fires making it up have scorched nearly 460,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home reaches a record of nearly 67 million. Here's John Clemens with details.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump expressing displeasure with a new spending bill in Congress, taking to Twitter this morning demanding to know where the money for the border wall is. He's calling the bill ridiculous, accusing Democrats of obstructing law enforcement and border security. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman facing a judge today before his fall trial, as Guzman's been protesting the conditions of his confinement in Manhattan since he was extradited to the U.S. last year. His request for a change of venue has been denied. Tom Selleck is leaving the National Rifle Association's board of directors, a spokesman saying the Blue Bloods actor is stepping down because of a busy work schedule, but plans to remain an NRA member. Selleck joined the NRA when he was 8 and has served on the board since 2005. India has criminalized the Muslim practice of instant divorce, USA's Wendy King reports.
Despite a court order ruling last year calling the practice unconstitutional, a divorce obtained by a husband reciting talaq 3 times to his wife is still in use in some Muslim communities in India. Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's justice minister, said the executive branch of the government was forced to intervene because the ban has not been followed. The new executive order calls for a jail term of up to 3 years for a husband using the practice for divorce. Critics say few Muslims use it and that the Quran never mentions the instant divorce. Talaq is banned in several predominantly Muslim countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.